Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The economy, once again, the big story of the day here on Monday, and this time the focus on the ailing U.S. auto industry. Unlike President Bush, who finally relented and gave taxpayer assistance to General Motors and Chrysler back in December, President Obama saying no, rejecting the restructuring plans issued by Chrysler and GM back in mid-February. Obama says he's giving both automakers government money to keep operations afloat for the next 60 days for GM and 30 days for Chrysler. But Chrysler needs to find a partner, namely Fiat, to keep its operations afloat, while General Motors needs to put together an acceptable plan, which will involve considerable government input. President Obama says simply the status quo is unacceptable.
Now, we cannot continue to excuse poor decisions. We cannot make the survival of our auto industry dependent on an unending flow of taxpayer dollars. These companies and this industry must ultimately stand on their own, not as wards of the state.
And while Obama says that bankruptcy may need to be an option for both automakers, he's definitely in support of keeping a thriving U.S. auto industry in business. And that's why he says he's extending enough capital to keep these automakers in business over the short term.
In this context, my administration will offer General Motors adequate working capital over the next 60 days. And during this time, my team will be working closely with GM to produce a better business plan. They must ask themselves, have they consolidated enough unprofitable brands? Have they cleaned up their balance sheets, or are they still saddled with so much debt that they can't make future investments?
In a move that surprised many and concerns even more, President Obama has essentially fired General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner, basically saying any sort of effort for GM to get more money will be contingent on him no longer being CEO. So effective immediately, he's not. But the president says his goal here is not to have the government running GM, the auto industry, or anything else.
Let me be clear. The United States government has no interest in running GM. We have no intention of running GM. What we are interested in is giving GM an opportunity to finally make those much-needed changes that will let them emerge from this crisis a stronger and more competitive company.
The president says all arenas in the auto industry will need to sacrifice, and that includes the workers. But he says in the big picture, the workers are not to blame for the problems, but leaders both in the industry as well as political leaders here in Washington.
Pain being felt in places that rely on our auto industry is not the fault of our workers. They labor tirelessly and desperately want to see their companies succeed. It's not the fault of all the families and communities that supported manufacturing plants throughout the generations. Rather, it's a failure of leadership from Washington to Detroit that led our auto companies to this point.
So while the administration works with General Motors and demands more action from both GM and Chrysler, the president's saying that right now, if you own vehicles by these two companies, the government will back up your warranty. That's an issue that Press Secretary Robert Gibbs was asked about during the daily briefing.
The government is ensuring that ensuring those warranties and giving people the peace of mind and the confidence to continue purchasing great American automobiles.
The majority of members of the United Auto Workers say the vast majority of the blame belongs with former GM chairman Rick Wagoner. However, UAW member Earl Fuller says he's willing to make some sacrifices too.
I'm willing to do what it takes to keep the company viable and satisfy the federal government. However, when General Motors recovers, I will be looking forward to more negotiating and regaining much of what we've given up.
Meanwhile, GM's new CEO, Fritz Henderson, says President Obama's announcement about government support of GM and Chrysler begins a new era for the U.S. auto industry, as well as a defining moment in the history of General Motors. Henderson says during this restructuring time, GM will, quote, address tough issues to improve the long-term viability of the company, including the restructuring of the financial obligations to the bondholders, unions, and other stakeholders. Chrysler chairman and CEO Robert Nardelli says he's encouraged by the government's commitment to the viability of the industry. According to Nardelli, progress has been made toward the agreement with Fiat over the next 30 days. He added he appreciates the willingness of the government's automotive task force to work closely with his company. Regarding the deal with Fiat, Nardelli says, quote, by providing Chrysler with product and platforms, technology cooperation, and global distribution, Fiat strengthens Chrysler's ability to create and preserve U.S. jobs and gives U.S. consumers more choices for environmentally advanced vehicles. Wall Street not too excited about the Obama plan. The Dow off 254 points to 7522. The S&P dropping 28 to close at 787. The Nasdaq shedding 43 points to close at 1501. Oil was down $1.96 to $48.41 per barrel. And overseas, reports say the U.S. has deployed two missile interceptor ships from South Korea. It comes days ahead of a scheduled North Korean rocket launch, which the U.S. believes to be a long-range missile test. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, insight into that upcoming North Korean missile test with Doug Bondo of the Cato Institute. We'll get auto industry reaction to the Obama plan from Marty Padgett of thecarconnection.com. And when we come back, inside the Obama approach to the auto industry with Christina Bellantoni of the Washington Times. Stay with us.